You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, latest on the RBI step to arrest rupees fall. Economic Affairs Secretary Ajay Seth has said that the measures taken by the Reserve Bank of India will increase inflows of overseas funds and help in strengthening the rupee against the US dollar. RBI on Wednesday raised the overseas borrowing limits for companies and liberalized norms for foreign investments in government bonds as it announced a slew of measures to boost foreign exchange inflows. Seth said RBI measures, including on external commercial borrowing, are transitory and for shorter duration and would help in boosting the foreign currency inflows into the country. RBI on Wednesday increased the ECB limit under the automatic route from 750 million or its equivalent per financial year to $1.5 billion and eased the norms for FPI investments in the debt market. Meanwhile, the rupee declined 19 paise to close at 79.13 against the US dollar on Thursday, as the hawkish stance of the US Federal Reserve increased the possibility of another aggressive rate hike this month. At the interbank foreign exchange market, the local currency opened at 79.05 and finally ended at 79.13, down 19 paise over its previous close. On Wednesday, the rupee closed at 78.94. Rupee opened on a flat note but started to come under pressure despite measures announced by the RBI, said Gaurang Somaya, Forex and Bullion Analyst Motilal Oswal, Financial Services. In other news, the CBI has arrested Executive Director of Power Grid Corporation of India, B.S. Jha, and five officials of Tata Projects, including its Executive VP, Tesh Raj Pathak, and Assistant VP, Arun Singh, in connection with alleged bribery to favour the private company, officials said on Thursday. The probe agency arrested the accused after conducting searches at 11 locations on Wednesday, which continued till Thursday, and recovered rupees 93 lakh from the premises of Jha in Gurugram, they said. Jha, who was posted in Itanagar, was under the surveillance of the CBI, during which the agency got an input that he was allegedly receiving bribes from the executives of Tata Projects and other companies for granting favours, they said. Tata Projects was given the contracts under World Bank-funded Northeastern Region Power System Improvement Project, a comprehensive scheme for improving power infrastructure of the region, they said. Moving on to the latest from the banking sector, the country's largest private sector lender, HDFC Bank, on Thursday announced a 0.20% hike in its marginal cost of funding based lending rate across all tenors. This is the third such move by the lender in as many months since May and takes the overall quantum of the rate hikes to 0.80%. The RBI has hiked rates by a cumulative 0.90% since shifting to rate tightening in the first week of May, as it saw its core objective of inflation management getting under trouble. Analysts have been expecting more rate hikes from the central bank in the days ahead, as price rise pressures are expected to continue. HDFC Bank said the one-year MCLR, to which many consumer loans are pegged, will now be 8.05% as against 7.85% earlier. Now here is today's stock market update. Equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty advanced nearly 1% each on Thursday, following positive trends in global markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 427.49 points, or 0.80%, to settle at 54,178.46. During the day, it rallied 503.82 points, or 0.93%, to 54,254.79. The NSE Nifty advanced 143.10 points, or 0.89%, to close at 16,132.90. Among the Sensex pack, Titan, Tata Steel, Larsen & Toubro, IndusInd Bank, M&M, ICICI Bank, and Kotak Mahindra Bank were among the major gainers. Dr. Reddy's Lab, Nestle, Reliance Industries, Bharti Airtel, Hindustan Unilever, and Bajaj Finance were among the laggards. Elsewhere in Asia, markets in Tokyo, Seoul, Shanghai, and Hong Kong ended in the green. Moving on to the critical oil market, oil prices were steady on Thursday after steep losses in the previous two sessions as investors returned their focus to tight supply, even as fears of a global recession persisted. Brent crude futures rose 14 cents. WTI crude futures climbed 21 cents to $98.74 a barrel. Prices swung between about $2 in losses and gains of nearly $1 in volatile trade. In recent weeks, oil prices have slid, fanning fears of a sharp economic slowdown and a hit to demand for commodities. Brent and WTI closed on Wednesday at their lowest since April 11th. The declines follow a dramatic fall on Tuesday when WTI slid 8%, while Brent tumbled 9%, a $10.73 drop that was the third biggest for the contract since it started trading in 1988. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.